101, oh yeah. Recovery 101 is a sober show, the only place to go. Bruce and Shelley and Mark, let them light the spark to stay on the right track. Or just listen for fun to the 101, to the 101. Recovery 101. Recovery 101.
Thank you to Brandon for our marvelous Recovery 101 jingle. Recovery 101 does not speak for AA, NAOACAGASLASLAACRRRMADAD. Why do I keep saying DA?
We don't know.
PAHA.
The alphabet soup of recovery.
We don't speak for any of them.
Nope. Or the Anons.
Nor the Anons. Welcome to Recovery 101. My name is Bruce, as always with.
Oh, Shelley.
And Mark M.
Oh.
There is a DA, by the way.
Debtors
Anonymous. Oh, all right. Well, we don't speak for them there neither.
We could.
I'm sure they appreciate that.
We could. So, it's a little chilly in California right now.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. I'm not prepared for this level of global warming.
Yeah.
My friend came out from D.C. in a sports shirt and shorts.
Yeah, I was going to say, because certain places... It's quite warm, actually.
When it's not supposed to be. There were some areas of the country that are used to having a white Christmas that just didn't. They had sort of a brown Christmas.
Yep.
Well, it's going to be freezing tonight.
32.
And it's going to be freezing tomorrow night. And it's almost going to be freezing Tuesday night and Wednesday night. So there you go.
It's going to be chilly evenings this week.
Yeah. It's going to be a little cold for California.
This is ridiculous.
It's okay.
I didn't sign on for this.
I think the avocado tree is going to have some issues. I got two avocados on it.
Not for long.
Two whole avocados. Yeah, they're probably going to fall off. Yeah.
If I wanted cold like this, I would have stayed in Akron.
Yeah, you know what? I usually tell people, I love that meme that's on Facebook, and it says, you know what I love most about Christmas? Watching it on TV from California. Or what I like
winter.
About winter is watching it on TV from California.
That's right.
And it'll show some ice storm in Jersey or something.
Where's this El Nino? I'm waiting for it to get here.
This is the El Nino.
Yeah.
That's the problem. It's cold, and then it's going to be wet, and then it's going to be cold, and it's going to be wet.
I want wet. I'm good with wet.
Well, yeah, because when there are lots of clouds, it warms up like 10 degrees.
We need more wet.
We don't need more cold. If I wanted cold, I'd go to the mountains.
You know, and I would totally... It depends on what the motivation is. I would live in Cincinnati. It gets cold there.
What would be the motivation for living in Cincinnati?
Because my entire family lives there.
Because her mom would let her drink.
So what would be the motivation for living there?
Because my entire family lives there.
Yeah, no, you said that.
I miss them.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you want to be with your family?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Her mom wants her to go, or her mom and her brother want her to go out there right now.
Yeah, everybody in my family basically has an empty room that they're dying to have me come and stay in.
Oh. And how do you feel about that, Bruce?
They want him to come, too.
They
want Courtney to come and Connor to come and Joe and baby and everybody.
Before.
Oh.
She went, for a number of weeks?
28 days, 25 days, something like that. Yeah, last year to help my brother get past the
and it was a party here, let me tell you, the moment she left.
I know.
That's what I've heard.
We put stripper poles in and everything.
I know. This wood one's still here.
Yeah.
So,
boy, that'd be a harsh stripper pole right there. 4x4.
And it's square.
Oops.
Yeah.
So, you should
all the strippers have bruised knees.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, awesome. Yep. Well, you know what that means.
Let's go to work.
Oh, it's time for the boozy news and the news not fit for booze. Awesome. All right. Shout outs to a bunch.
Yeah.
Stryker, Carol, Tourmaline Apparel, James, Dan, Natalie, Georgette, The Monty Man, Rebellion Dogs, Dakota, Joey, Frantastic, Bill Piper, Robert, Donald, Yvette, Cindy, Marie, Lori Faith, Sally, Greg, Randy, Alexandra, and Jack.
Why are you doing a shout out to us?
Why not?
Terminally Unique Apparel is us.
Yeah. Matter of fact, you guys should go check out terminallyuniqueapparel.com.
Yeah, go buy something.
Please. Yeah. I haven't had an order in a week.
Yeah, that would be that would be kind of cool, actually. Bill sent this in. Connecticut maker of semi-automatic rifles just got popped for like major violations of firearms laws. They weren't just making semi-automatic weapons.
Oh, what were they making?
Well, they were making some fully automatic weapons as well.
Don't most of the semi-automatic become automatic with just a little flip of a switch?
Yeah, well, and there was sloppy record keeping and a failure to comply with the regulations seemed to be the thing. It's a really, really old company, too, although it doesn't... Oh, it's Stag Arms.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of them.
Stag like the deer. But the company agreed to pay $500,000 and not to change the revocation of its license. So apparently that saves them for some reason.
For having their license revoked?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it... well, maybe it saves them from going to jail.
Oh.
They were inspected from agents of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. And explosives, apparently, is in that now as well. And they said more than 3,000 guns were transferred by the company without being properly recorded. Ugh. Let's see. I kind of like this one. Okay. So this guy is taken to the hospital. This is in, it's in East Yorkshire.
Guys, in the Uck?
It doesn't look that old.
Uck.
In the Uck, yes. It doesn't, 36. So he's, you know, just like, just hopping on middle age. He got
36 is middle age?
Yeah.
36 is a pup.
Yeah.
He got taken to the hospital after he took 36 Viagra.
Well, one for every year.
Boing.
Yeah. 36 Viagra. And let's see. I ended up feeling sick, dizzy, and hallucinating. Everything I saw was green. I had a massive erection that lasted for... 5 days.
How?
I don't know. I always thought you were supposed to go after 4 hours.
I thought after 4 hours you were supposed to call your agent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, how many porn movies did you make in those 5 days?
Oh, don't make me laugh.
Sorry, Shelly.
He spent 2 days in the hospital. And
I have an erection lasting more than 4 hours. Call Wicked Pictures.
And was later discharged. And he was forced to spend the rest of his time in bed because it was too injurious feeling to wear his pants.
Yeah.
Oh. Must have been quite a letdown.
It wasn't a permanent erection, he said, but every time I brushed against something for 5 days, it sprang to life.
Gust of wind. It's like being 16 years old again.
And it was, and he goes, and it was no use to me.
Well...
No.
So
no,
he lives alone.
Nothing,
yeah. I was
going to
say, why couldn't
you
find a woman?
He didn't want to get a Great Dane?
Yeah, there was nothing.
Christy Brinkley. You're wanted on the set, Christy.
He says, fortunately, my wife has forgiven me.
Oh,
he's married?
And I realize I have been very, very lucky. Then he said he realized Viagra could have more serious and often deadly side effects if not taken carefully.
Ask Lamar Odom.
Because, yeah, it is stop your heart.
Yeah, because all the blood rushes out of the rest of your body.
Yeah, in Wheelock, Vermont, a man from Wheelock is found himself in jail after attacking his relatives. He stabbed three of them on Christmas
with
in
trident.
Lebanon, Maine.
Merry Christmas.
With a trident.
Yeah, he's 44-year-old Alton Britch, charged with aggravated assault because of the attacks. Let's see.
Why?
He drove to his cousin's house.
Okay.
And had some holiday words.
Okay.
And they weren't ho, ho, ho?
So pulled out the knife and started attacking, stabbed the cousin's was the husband, then the daughter, and the 18-year-old grandson.
My own grandpa.
The 18-year-old grandson went and grabbed a cast iron frying pan.
Okay.
Out of the kitchen and put a stop to the knife attacks.
That'll do it.
Well, good for him.
Yeah, he's almost the hero
of
the week.
Not, I was going to say, how is he not a hero of the week?
Well, they didn't give his name or anything, but okay. They,
frying pan kid.
Yeah, they have no idea why the guy went completely off like that.
Drugs or alcohol were involved on Christmas? A full moon Christmas?
$100,000 bail.
And that's a nice round number.
Good lump on the side of the head from a cast iron frying pan.
That's a good stopper, by the way.
My mom has one that's like, it's like old. It's like one of those ones that has stuff all over it.
Yeah,
it's
supposed
called seasoning.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that thing. They're heavy, too.
I have a cast iron frying pan. I have never mastered it. Whole seasoning thing baffles me. I do not know how to get this thing started, so every time I've tried to cook in it, everything sticks.
Got to season it.
I know, but I put it in the oven. I did that was back when I had an oven. And now I have a toaster oven.
That's your problem. It doesn't work well in a toaster oven.
Well, no, I tried to see. This was before. I got it long before our oven went kaput.
Okay.
And I tried to season it several times. No, it just didn't work for me. Okay. I still have it.
Let's see. We've got. You should be investing in Legos.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Why is that?
It's better than gold.
Why is that?
It's better than gold.
Why is that?
Because they're painful when people step on them, so you could use them for weapons.
They are.
It's an ISA that you should really think about looking at. Let's see. For the savvy, if you're a savvy investor of today's market.
Oh, yeah, that's totally us. Huh.
If you had bought the Ultimate Collector's Millennium Falcon in 2007, which is not that long ago, it would have run you 342 pounds.
Okay.
Today? Sells for 2,712 pounds.
Okay.
Now, that is what's the percentage on that? It's a massive return. And I'm looking for it. It had an amount somewhere, but the return rate is like 13% or something.
My 401k consists of 400 Beanie Babies. Yeah. I know they're going to be worth a lot someday. The guy who sold them to me told me they were.
Yeah.
Gold only had a 9.6 rate of return, and this had like a 13-point-something%.
I have always told people.
Good to know.
George Lucas financed my house because my ex and I sold all our old Star Wars memorabilia before the first three movies came out. So it was like really at a premium because there wasn't any. So if you were a fan and you wanted this stuff, you had to buy it from older collectors. We sold everything in chat rooms, and I shipped it out. And made her down payment on her house.
Congratulations.
I use baseball cards.
I use money.
Yeah, I use baseball cards.
Money, you went that way, really?
I did. I went the old-fashioned route.
What a novel idea.
Let's see.
It's back when I had it.
Yeah.
You can file this under, that escalated quickly.
Uh-oh.
Guys at McDonald's.
Oh, well, there you go.
And an argument.
That's your first mistake.
This would have happened in?
Florida.
Florida. Yeah. Miami-Dade.
Of course.
This older guy is at the counter, and he tells this guy, hey, your food's ready at the counter. The guy, for some reason, takes offense to the fact that the old guy has told him that his food's ready at the counter.
Isn't that something?
It led to an argument that escalated quickly.
How quickly, Bruce? How quickly?
A quote from someone said, they were talking stupid to each other. Then the suspect took out the gun and said, I'll kill you right now. Pulls a gun. Says he's going to kill him right now.
Well, it is Florida. I mean, what do you expect?
Did their balls touch or something?
The victim, was hit in the arm. But walked away from the hospital and refused treatment, according to reports. Apparently, the guy left a number of bullet holes in the front glass door of McDonald's.
In Miami-Dade County, that happens every day.
Yeah.
Was it a Wednesday?
Yeah.
Because I think that's okay on Wednesdays.
Well, there's a guy that they wanted to get
a fish Fridays.
There's a guy named Jorge Martinez who was one of the witnesses, but he didn't actually witness anything. They said, well, what happened? He goes, well, I really don't know. As soon as I heard bullets, I took a left, went down the hallway, and locked myself in the bathroom.
Jorge's a smart man.
He goes, so I didn't really hear it. And then the guy was taken into custody. The restaurant was closed and all that. So.
Did he get his food?
This is kind of cool. I thought this was kind of cool. I don't know if I'd call it a hero or anything, but there is a hotel in Arizona called the Southern Arizona Resort.
Okay.
And they have a larger-than-life gingerbread house made with hundreds of pounds of sugar and spice and luring in guests up the street. It is like a full-scale, like, house.
Okay.
And they'll serve you dinner in it.
I hate to live in it when it rains.
It'll seat four people.
Glass of milk could just do ruins.
Yeah.
You dip the wall. Dip the wall in the glass of milk. There's no cost to walk through it, but for $150, you can reserve the whole thing and have dinner in it. Up to six people can sit in this thing and have dinner. So it's, like, pretty big. Now, what they said is they've seen lots of gingerbread houses in the past where the outside of something has got gingerbread on it, but it's, like, wood and everything. The entire thing is made out of gingerbread, which I don't know if you guys have ever made a gingerbread house. Mine have never been all that successful. The thought of making one the size of an actual house, I can just imagine hundreds of pounds of gingerbread crashing in on my customers and killing everyone.
The people who made these were probably more talented than you at this endeavor.
Death by gingerbread. Yeah. Let's see.
Just think about doing that story next week. Six people in a gingerbread house were hospitalized.
This one's kind of a short one.
One of them got a concussion from a large peppermint that fell on his head when the ceiling collapsed.
Clunk.
Virgin sheep.
How do they know they're virgins?
Gives birth to twin lambs. As Farmer Hale's Christmas miracle.
Y'all better get right with God because the great days are coming.
That's right.
I heard
the lambs had the farmer's ears.
The ewe's name was Shirley.
Shirley?
And
looked at the farmer's
ears. She hadn't shown any signs of mating with the ram, and a recent ultrasound scan gave no indication that she was pregnant.
Oh.
During the interview, the farmer continuously paced nervously around and back and forth, and he said it was because of the miracle and not because he's lying. When questioned about why they had given the ultrasound to a lamb that wasn't apparently pregnant.
A lamb, sheep.
He said, well, he just thought it should go in for a checkup.
Okay.
The veterinary's office said, the farm veterinarian, whatever, said that the, ultrasound is actually on a different sheep that they thought might have been pregnant.
Farmer's been active.
Yeah. That was the first thing I thought of. When I read the thing about virgin sheep, I thought, uh-oh.
Yeah, you're trying to tell me that Jesus is a sheep? I don't think so.
No. Let's see. Guy ditched 140 bags of heroin in a bucket of urine.
In a bucket or and a bucket?
In a bucket of urine.
That's an interesting way to take a drug test.
Well,
dirty?
Yeah. Well, and the funny thing is, I think he thought maybe it would somehow keep the police from retrieving it.
It's a good thought.
From the bucket of urine.
This is not going to work.
It's a good thought. That's what...
It was a lot
of
money.
Look what thoughts
will do. That's what rookies are for.
It was a lot of money. It was $1 million. Oh, no, pardon me. No. I was off. $1,700 worth of heroin. I was like, I thought it was $1.7 million. I'm like, wow, they must have been big packages. But it was 170 packages. How many do you think there really were?
In the urine, all 170.
Yeah.
Nobody was keeping,
no one's keeping
urine-soaked heroin for themselves.
But this will be the one to finish off with here.
Oh, thank God.
Citrus County.
Florida.
Florida! A woman ate sushi, cinnamon rolls, and the majority of a rotisserie chicken drinking
those don't go together.
White wine.
Yeah, that's great. Wait.
Inside
white wine with fish, you can do that.
Walmart.
Oh. Walmart sells sushi.
While driving around in the motorized shopping cart. So she got all this food, put it all in the basket in front of her, drank, sipped wine, drove up and down the aisles, ate all the sushi, ate half a rotisserie chicken.
And some cinnamon rolls.
Yeah. Yeah, ate cinnamon rolls, apparently, for dessert.
They sell sushi at Walmart?
Apparently they do in Florida.
Why would anyone risk Walmart sushi? I mean, they're, you know, Walmart, I'll go to Walmart for some things.
Like entertainment?
Fish is not one of them.
Entertainment.
Entertainment, yes.
What kind of entertains me on this story is that we've got a woman driving around drunk on a shopping cart eating in Walmart, and Shelly's thing is, I didn't know they had sushi at Walmart. I mean, the only thing it's missing is she wasn't in a pirate outfit. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Why was she doing this?
Because
she was 20 years old.
Oh,
she consumed $32.46 worth of food.
Did she pay for it?
Well, at the place. She also did mini muffins. She drank two bottles of Sutter Home wine and a rotisserie chicken with sauce.
At least she got the sauce.
Deputies arrested
her, that's important.
They found two empty syringes.
Oh.
One in her purse and one in her backpack. She told the detective she used the syringes to shoot up meth earlier. The fact that she's even eating after shooting up meth is the mystery to me on the whole thing. You don't do that.
Well, she said she shot it up earlier.
So she got arrested for simple shoplifting and drug paraphernalia charges.
Okay, I got a question for you. Huh? Until the moment you leave the store,
you can still pay.
You can still pay. So
normally, yes.
Shoplifting.
Yeah.
Maybe she drove out the door. It doesn't say that, though. But you are exactly correct. I used to work security at a store. You had to wait till the moment they hit the door to go after them.
Right.
And you want to make sure that it's not a young guy in really good shape because they're going to outrun you. And so we would have guys that would go out other doors and swing around to the other section of the parking lot and then wait to see if anyone came out, and then we'd grab them that way. And not my friends. Is the end of the boozy news and the news not fit for booze?
Looking for a new mattress? Not sure where to go or how to start? Want to make sure you get the best mattress for your money and one that will give you years of sleeping pleasure? There's only one answer, and that is Dreamland Discount Mattress in Covina. At Dreamland, Bruce and his dedicated team will ensure that you find the right mattress at the right price that will give you years of sleeping comfort. Dreamland Discount Mattress offers a wide range of options, styles, and choices, all at up to 80% off. Want to hear what many of their customers are saying about them? Check them out on Yelp to learn why you should become a satisfied customer of Dreamland Discount Mattress, too. Go by and visit them at 1007 North Azusa Avenue in Covina, or give them a call at 626-331-8044. And remember, at Dreamland Discount Mattress, prices are always up to 80% off.
Hey, I'm Dr. Drew, and you are listening to Recovery 101.
We're back.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm fantastic.
Great.
Respect that.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Find out what it means to me. Come on, Shelly, roll it.
What's it mean to you?
I have a sinus infection.
We need Shelly. We need, not Shelly, we need Courtney here. Courtney rocks this song, actually.
Yes, me not so much. I'm a tenor.
So the topic
is more of a baritone.
So the topic is respect.
The topic is respect.
And how are you looking?
Bill sent it in to us, and he wanted to know what we thought about respect, both in meetings and outside of meetings. Now that we're sober,
have none. Who's the lead out music by?
We have none. Now, respect in meetings, you can look at it a lot of ways.
Yeah.
You know, the whole not cross talking and not throwing up on meetings and stuff like that. But they won't hear it. Whenever we think we hear something, something just went by that made a bunch of noise. You know what? Whenever I think that I'll hear when I'm listening to the show, Shelly will say, "Oh my God, loud trucks," and you heard absolutely nothing.
Nothing. Crickets.
Yeah, it's crickets. So, what do you think about respect? I mean, there's all kinds of respect things. I mean, turning off your cell phone, You know, not playing Angry Birds. You'll notice I never play Angry Birds anymore.
In the meeting.
Correct. Well, that's what we're talking
right.
about.
He also said outside of the meeting. So how does your Angry Bird obsession translate to that?
That's not disrespectful to play it outside of a meeting. So there.
Okay, I was just wondering.
What? So what do you guys think about in meetings? What is when is respectful and non-respectful?
I don't know. Respectful of the program would probably be following it.
That's a novel thing. There's a lot of people that's doing that.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of people who should just do it.
And I think it's respectful to follow the traditions of that particular fellowship or group rather than say, well, we don't do it this way in this fellowship or we don't do it that way in this meeting.
Yeah, like let's skip that chapter in the big book.
We read it.
Eventually.
And it was that meeting. It wasn't like we were being disrespectful of someone else's meeting.
True.
Every time we get to the chapter to wives in our book study, the entire group, in unison, we all go, everybody hates that chapter. First of all, it's the longest chapter in the book.
Yeah.
I don't hate
it. And the only part in my copy of the book that doesn't say WTF all over the place is the four types of alcoholics.
Yeah.
It's the only place in the book where it lists out the four types of alcoholics.
So what are the disrespectful things that you see in meetings that make you think there's a respect issue?
I've actually seen in the past, I actually saw a guy get up and threaten a guy in a meeting. I mean, like at the 502 Club, Big Book Mac, who in and of himself wasn't always usually that respectful.
No.
He was doing one of the things they used to do, which was like telling someone, hey, look at you. You still got a girlfriend. And this guy took big offense to the fact that he mentioned that he had a girlfriend. I don't know why that was a big offense thing, but he did. And he said, I'm going to kick your motherfucking ass, you old man. Which prompted a number of guys in the meeting to stand up.
Yeah.
And some of them were big boys.
Yeah.
Who told the guy, I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Invited him to leave.
Yeah. Because you and his nine sponsees that are in the room are going to go at it.
Yeah. Yeah, and Big Book Mac probably had at least nine sponsees.
In every meeting,
yeah. He'd been around for a number of years, so he had a bunch of people.
Yeah, it was a numbers game at that point.
Yeah. Then, Shelley, what have you ever seen that just stood out as being real disrespectful at a meeting?
I don't know. I have to say that it bugs me when... And this is the time of year when this will start to happen. You know, people, the amateurs get sent in on a DUI court card and they're resentful and pissed off because they got caught. They may or may not be alcoholics. That doesn't matter. But they'll bring in their friend with them for support and then they sit in the back of the room and talk through the whole meeting. I've seen that happen quite a few times.
Talking in meetings.
Yeah.
How about you, Mark?
I just think there's a general disrespect to the program nowadays because I just don't see the people coming in having the feeling of desperation necessary to effectively grab onto this program.
I think that the term is actually, according to the Big Book, nowadays. It's one of my favorite words out of the Big Book. Nowadays.
I don't know. I don't know that I agree with that because I think there are the same number of people that are coming in with that overwhelming desperation. The problem is, like you said a minute ago, it's a numbers game. There are so many more that were sent by some court or sent by a parent or sent for whatever reason, and they don't actually want to be there. So we still have the same number of people, I think, that actually want to try to get help.
But they're overloaded.
But we're overloaded with people that really couldn't give two craps.
Just sign and date 10 meetings for them and send them on their way.
Bruce offers to do entire cards in different colors of pen for $20.
$20, man. I'll fill out your card completely. Why not?
He's kidding, by the way, folks.
I don't know. No one's ever taken me up on it. I might do it. Who knows? I have seen one time we had a friend of the show, Don Wilder, came out from Florida from I can't remember
Keys.
What the Florida Keys, yes. And she came out and she indicated that she would like to meet with some former show hosts and I at a meeting. If I could pick her up at the airport and we'd like drop her stuff off at her hotel and then we'd go meet these guys at a meeting. And so we found an NA meeting because she likes NA. So we found an NA meeting in Paramount called the Snake Pit.
Mm-hmm.
And we went there and we were there sitting and the meeting gets up and going and these two girls right across from us are cross-talking with each other. Kind of like what you were Shelly was talking about, people, you know, sitting in the back or whatever, talking. Mm-hmm. These girls were talking. And Don didn't cross-talk at all. Didn't even cross-talk to tell these girls not to cross-talk. But she raised her hand, and they called on her. Because first they said, is anyone from out of the area? And she said, yeah, I'm from Florida Keys. And, of course, when she raised her hand, everyone wants to hear what she has to say.
Yeah.
And she turns around these two girls. She goes, my name's Don, and I'm an addict. You guys need to shut the fuck up. Oh, my God. She just unloaded on these girls. You know, there's people dying in here to get sober. You know what? I'd feel really bad if someone missed a message because you guys are chat. She would take that out to the fucking parking lot. And you should have seen these girls, like, turned white.
Yeah.
And James and my other buddy, they're like, yeah, we don't know this girl. And I'm like, oh, yeah, so that's my buddy right there.
my best friend.
I was all about that. I'm like, that's my buddy right there. And but, you know, there would maybe be some people that would think it would be disrespectful that you'd – in reality, the kind of funny thing is, in reality, the term cross-talking means you're sharing about what somebody else is talking
right.
about. Which is kind of weird because she's telling them to shut up by telling them not to talk about what they're talking about.
Well,
because
they weren't sharing with the meeting.
They were though. That was
no,
the problem.
No, they weren't. They weren't recognized as sharing with.
No,
the meeting.
No, they weren't recognized as sharing because.
I agree. They could just shut the fuck up.
I thought it was fantastic. Yep. Actually, I thought it was spectacular.
Yep. If you and I both of that movie, we'd be doing the wave to cheer her on.
Oh yeah, yeah. I saw a thing the other day. They did a light wave at some football game where everyone like lit up their cell phones and held their cell phones up, and this thing of light went.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah, it was. I never seen it before. It was kind of cool. So what about how your respect or how other people's respect that you've seen has changed on the outside of the program after getting sober? Because certainly there's lots of drug addicts and alcoholics that were less than respectful to people. When they were getting loaded. I mean, like, do you ever really notice it? Do you ever really notice the difference in people? Like, let's say you see a newcomer and they come around and, you know, they're all trashed and they're, you know, beat up and beat down and couldn't care less. And then they've been around a while and you kind of start to see the light in their eyes.
They're suddenly quieter and more introspective.
Yes.
I actually had a situation with a sponsee who had a friend that was doing the I'm just going to dick around in meetings thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd been going out to a meeting in Hollywood. And she'd taken her a couple of times, but she was starting to get irritated by the way she was just there to look at guys or whatever. And she probably needs to be there.
Wait. Is this the person that went out there specifically to see a guy?
Yes.
Oh.
But no, that's not the kind of behavior I'm talking about.
Oh.
Person is in the meeting behaving badly inside the meeting.
Oh, gotcha.
And she probably needs to be there, but she's not ready and she doesn't really care. And so it's all just a big game.
Do I know this person?
Yes.
Been a coffee?
Yes.
I know who it is.
And my sponsee, finally, like the third time that she was going to go out to this meeting... told the girl she wasn't going to pick her up until you decide that you know want to have some respect for the meeting and not behave that way. And, you know, I don't think you really want to be there, so I'm not going to waste my time, basically.
Oh.
And that caused a curfew.
So she was deciding the quality of somebody else's sobriety.
I'll bet it did, because I bet the person that she was taking out there goes, the only reason we're coming to this meeting is because you found a guy here you like.
Yeah, she doesn't
know
that.
And then
you're going
to tell
anymore.
Me I shouldn't come to this meeting because I'm trying to meet guys.
No, it wasn't. She said, you can come on your own if you want. I just don't want to waste my time if you're not actually going to listen. It's the difference between, yeah, if you go out there because there's a
did
guy
there.
Did
this girl hit on the guy that she liked?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay. If I was going to say, that would do it.
Yes, her motivation for actually going to that meeting after the first time she went to that meeting, she was just going to check it out. Her motivation for going to the meeting is quite separate from the fact that when she was in the meeting, she was actually sitting and listening and being a participatory member of the
True.
Program.
True.
And the person that she was taking with her was not, and was in fact being disrespectful during the meeting. And that bothered her. And I can see why that bothered her. She said, if you really want this, you can take your car and put some gas in it and go on your own.
Well, and you're one of your sponsees,
mm-hmm.
Quite apart from what we're talking about now, your sponsee, Kylie, makes a big thing at her Tuesday night book study of join me now in
yes.
turning off your cell phones. And she will sit there and look around at everybody. Join
yeah.
me now while we turn off our cell phones. And if you don't start doing it, she'll look like right at Roger or somebody
yeah.
go, join me now, Roger, in turning off our cell phones. And, you know, we did a show a long time ago, a really long time ago, when we were on regular radio that you were on, Shelly.
Yes.
We did called Miss Manners. And Shelly was in the middle of just grinding on people that don't turn off their phones in the meeting, and her phone starts ringing on the show.
Perfect.
We weren't in a meeting.
God has a peculiar way of pointing
He's
things
got a
out.
Hell of a sense of humor.
Quite the sense of humor.
There's another aspect to this whole respect thing, though, that, you know, Bill's talking inside the meetings and outside the meetings and stuff like that. I have issues with, and I don't want to sound like I'm holier than thou or bitching or whatever, that because I make mistakes and I fuck stuff up and I have to make apologies too. Mm-hmm. But I sort of hold members of the recovery community who have some time and, you know, claim to have worked the steps and are sponsoring people, I sort of hold them to a little bit of a higher standard than the rest of the world, because the rest of the world doesn't have a program. They don't have steps for making their lives better and being decent human beings. So,
True.
You know, and normal people may not need them, but I've met some people in the real world I'm going, wow, you could use a program. You know,
yeah, this would help everyone.
Yes, this would help everyone. So, but I sort of hold us to a higher standard. We have steps. We have tools. We have a way to become better human beings. So when I see people in recovery that are not behaving in their normal workaday lives in such a way, I mean, we've called it clean, living dirty before, that disappoints me.
Mm-hmm.
Because you should be behaving in a respectful way. That's what we're taught to do. And when you don't do that, I lose respect for that person. I don't care how many, you could have 30 years. I don't care if you're going to behave that way toward other people and not treat other people well, that I get disappointed.
I don't know if I
hold. Why should you pick how many years I have?
Huh?
Okay, 29, okay. 52, whatever.
I don't know that I necessarily hold people in program to a higher standard, because I've found that most things that people in program are learning to do, everyone else kind of does by default. Like normal people, you know, they you know, they're generally speaking, and of course not everybody, but they're generally speaking more honest and respectful than we ever were when we were getting loaded. And I understand
you spend a lot of time
now
at Walmart,
that we're sober, we should be more that way. But what I look at is like older people. If you're not an alcoholic, if you're like in your 70s or 80s, you got lots of life experience. You know, if you're a dick when you're like 80, you've probably been a dick for many, many years, because you'll notice older people, they seem to get calmer and nicer and they're better at letting things go, and it's like,
whatever.
They're too tired to give a crap.
Yeah, like whatever.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly. Now, what about how would you look at respect as an issue amongst people that are sober hanging out with people that are not sober? Because every once in a while I'll hear the story where, as a matter of fact, your sponsee told a story where her friends are like, oh, my God, you know, we know you don't drink. We shouldn't drink around you. And she's like, this is a bar. You know,
yeah.
you normally
I'm going to be really bad for business.
Yeah, normally you would drink in the bar. So, and she's like, I'm not worried about it. She's a funny thing about her is she's an alcoholic because she's an alcoholic because she's an addict. But she's like, yeah, drinking not really my thing. She goes,
even if it was her thing, what I've taught her is what my sponsor taught me: check your motives. Mm-hmm. Her motive is to go and hang out with her friends.
Yeah.
And to go to a plain old whoopee party.
Yeah, and
whoopee.
The bonus for them is that she's the designated driver automatically.
You know how many things I get invited to?
Yes, because you're because
I'm the driver.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, and that's just how it is. I mean, you know, people go out there and they drink. I've got people who drink around me, people who are under the influence recreationally of marijuana, they are kind enough not to smoke it in front of me just because.
We run into that a lot.
The smell of it would, the active smell of being around it, the contact high would be an issue. But
we've got neighbors on all three sides of us.
Well, you know, people, they do that, and I'm like, so what?
Yeah.
And First of all, if I could do it successfully,
I would.
I would, absolutely.
I would not. You,
if
barf.
You could do it successfully?
Successfully.
Meaning you don't get sick or anything?
If you could, if you could drink successfully.
If you
could
drink
successfully.
Drink a bunch, get loaded, put it down.
Drinking alcoholically.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, of course. I
only stopped because I couldn't.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly why we stopped, because we couldn't. If I could still do it, I would.
If I could be a recreational cocaine user, that'd be awesome.
I mean, I just sit here today and I look at all the alcohols that are out that didn't exist when I was using.
Right?
And it's like, that just doesn't seem fair.
I'll save a seat for you, Mark.
And there's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff that I really hear isn't good anyway.
Yeah.
But I'm still fascinated by it. And really, alcohol is way down on my list of things that I like to do. But I'm an alcoholic because when I drink alcoholically. But I'd see things like, I'm like, I've never had a Zima, and people are like, you aren't missing anything.
You're not missing anything. Zima had come out before I got sober.
Yeah. These 27 million kinds of vodka that are like flavored with, watermelon vodka. And
how about whipped cream? How about whipped cream with alcohol in it?
Yeah, what the hell?
That's just a party.
Okay, romancing it.
It's not romancing. Okay, well, no, whipped cream with alcohol in it at the Playboy Mansion. Okay, now I'm romancing.
Now we're romancing.
I'm not fascinated by the different kinds of alcohol because I know what they're all going to do to me and I don't want it. What I'm fascinated by are all of the new bottles.
Pretty, aren't they?
They're gorgeous. None of these bottles existed when I was drinking. It's like all of a sudden they have to make the alcohol is not only different, it has to be gorgeous.
Yeah.
And I just want to collect the bottles. So if there are any normies out there that do occasionally imbibe, if you could send me the empty bottles.
Well,
rinse
there,
them
were
out
the,
first.
There were the...
I'll just collect the bottles.
There were the bottles that I remember that were unusual bottles
the
at
Crown,
the time.
That's about it.
Well there was a... What is this? Glenlivet or something had kind of an interesting looking bottle.
Glenlivet's pretty...
Oh, and Sapphire, Bombay Sapphire.
Bombay
was
Sapphire.
Nice.
My son had a bottle of... I thought this was perfect. A bottle of tequila shaped like a revolver.
Oh,
doesn't that just tell you the things to come?
There's one shaped like a skull too.
Yeah.
I mean, now there's all kinds.
Well, yeah.
How did we get on this subject? Because this has nothing to do with respect.
I don't know. We just
we're at
it's like the meeting after the meeting.
We did what we always
That's
do.
Right. It's like when we go to coffee, we start one direction.
Well, so then let's bring it all around and sew it up in a quick little basket, Mark.
Yeah,
what
quick,
are your final words on respect?
Jeez, really? Respect yourself enough to respect the program.
Ooh, there you go. Shelley, final words on respect?
If you're not sure that you're respectful, I suggest you look it up in the dictionary and apply that to your behavior, and if it doesn't fit, you need to change.
Hmm.
Ooh. Bruce?
Give respect and you shall receive respect.
Except for at Walmart. I keep saying
from
that.
From the chick who's driving through, they're eating sushi and drinking red wine.
That's it.
That was me.
Sutter Home wine.
White wine.
It was sushi.
Oh, yeah,
it was
fish with white wine.
Wine
with sushi, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with chicken.
Yes. Well, perfect.
So she
was socially correct.
She had good etiquette.
Yeah.
So Shelley, we have a friend in the Inland Empire.
Yes, we do. If you go to 12stepgazette.com/IE, you can read her fine publication, and you could also get in touch with her. Perhaps purchase a subscription or ask for a few free copies to strew about the facility of your choice.
Awesome. Mark, people listen to the show?
Yeah, thanks.
Mark is freezing his ass off.
Yeah. Hey, anyway, you listen, we really appreciate it. We asked you to go to recovery101.net, and if you're trying to figure out what to do, go listen to the past shows and just follow the directions. Bruce, the board's going down on us here.
Freezing.
Go to recovery101.net and become a member of Podomatic. Like, follow, add to playlists. Do your job, people.
Super de-duper easy if you'd like to join Podomatic, so you can do those things there. Just if you're a Facebook friend, just click log in with Facebook, and as long as you're logged in, it won't even do anything. Just log you right in. If you are not logged into Facebook on your computer, it'll just have you use your Facebook login, and it'll take care of everything for you. If you are Facebook friendly, when you're on Facebook, you can like the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page. You can also, if you want to be a little Mas Anonymous, you can join the Recovery 101 secret group. It'll be difficult for you to find it.
Yeah. What do you do?
Well, you can send us an email.
Smoke signals?
You could try that. You can message us on the Recovery 101 Radio Show fan page.
Can I write a note on your wall?
You
in your kitchen?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Sure. God, that reminds me of a commercial where this woman, she goes, look, I've got new pictures on my wall. Yeah. And they're sitting in her living room, and she's got these photographs stuck on the wall. And the woman's like, "What? Why would you do that?" And she goes, "I'm defriending you." And she goes, "You can't defriend me.
Is that how this works?
I'm sitting here." You can message Bill Piper. You can message Shelley Burnett. You can message Bruce Burnett. We'll all add you to the group. You can send us an email, like I said, which you can also do for sending jingles. You can send lead out music links and all that kind of things. That's recovery101radio@gmail.com. We've got videos at youtube.com/easylook and youtube.com/recovery101rule62.
Don't take yourself so damn seriously.
Yeah, don't do like we do. Shelley?
Electra,
everybody. Try and leave it like you found it and be.
Like you found it?
Like you found it. Or better than you found it.
Oh, geez. Try and leave it better than you found it and be the example.
We're out.
And take care of you.
I'm not a problem child or a misfit for abuse. I'm not a wild child or a sorry excuse. I'm not a wannabe. I am what you see. I'm just living down the road till I can find. I'm not a wannabe. I am what you see. I'm just living down the road till I can find. Charity case. I'm not a rich kid. I ran my own race. Don't give me sympathy. I can hold my own. I'm just living down the road till I can find me. I'm not a dreamer. I stand on my feet. I'm not a lost cause. I fight for what you see. I'm not a user. I give and take. I'm just living down the road till I can find. Let me be.
problem child. I'm not a problem child. I'm not a problem child. I'm not a. It's real. Let me be.